Maine schools have long said they need more money. One reason, educators say, is that they are taking on responsibilities they've never had before, providing extra food, medical services, and even washers and dryers to clean students' clothes. And as Robbie Feinberg reports, schools in rural Maine need the most help, but often lack the tax base to pay for it.
I'll tell you, Mrs. Lambert, Adrian is right in the game of school today. She could be a teacher's assistant.
For Rumford Elementary School teacher Sarah Lambert, the day may start in the classroom, but it often ends in a room not much bigger than a closet.
This is our little pantry room.
As in food pantry, open once a month for any community member to use. First opened 4 years ago, Lambert says it's become an important resource in a town with a declining population, and in which nearly 85% of children are eligible for free and reduced price lunch.
It's definitely sort of taken on more in the past couple of years, I think, because of how many families utilize it. So the other month when we had 20, that was when we found out that the other food pantry just shut down. Now having one of those taken away is, you know, it's difficult.
So this is where the washer and dryer are. And this is where
just across the hall from the food pantry, Lambert also points out a washer and dryer, the result of a years-long effort by Rumford's principal and school nurse to raise the money to purchase the set. Lambert says the school began seeing students showing up to class with stains, many wearing clothes from the day before. The school now provides some clothes for students and washes anything dirty for them. Lambert says it's a way to help kids feel more comfortable at school and gently help some families in need.
And we wash it here, but just to try and cycle them through so that they feel confident and comfortable with themselves, because until we meet those basic needs, like, they're really not ready for learning.
You know, I think a lot of schools are thinking about this from the perspective of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Catherine Biddle, who studies rural education at the University of Maine at Orono, is referring to the motivational theory of psychologist Abraham Maslow, who created a hierarchy of basic human needs.
You have to have the basic need met. You know, kids can't be hungry or, you know, they won't be able to learn. When the community is meeting fewer of those needs, the school has to do more.
However, Biddle says finding money to support these efforts is often most difficult in communities that are losing jobs and people. And when a community loses tax revenue and students, Biddle says, the schools often have less money to help.
To then take on the burden of, like, school funding and the increased need for schools to get funding, I think becomes really, really, really challenging. Even while the population, you know, has greater and greater needs that need to be met.
Rumford has found money from the federal government and also got a grant from the Hannaford supermarket chain. Other organizations have also led similar community initiatives, such as Washington County's Community Caring Collaborative. At the state level, the legislature 2 years ago approved the creation of pilot projects for so-called community schools, which serve as a hub to identify the needs of families and work with organizations to provide assistance for things like heat, housing, adult education, and medical care. Experts say thousands of these kinds of schools are slowly growing in places like Oakland and Boston. But in Maine, there have been few formal initiatives to create these kinds of schools.
And for us, it was the perfect next step. It was, how do we call a school a community resource and formally find ways to make those links and connections, not only with what the school can do, but what else is happening in the community that supports kids and learning.
Rick Colpitz is the superintendent of the Oxford Hills School District, which received two of the state's three grants. Colpitz says the district is using the money at two of its elementary schools to hire family support advocates who will visit the homes of dozens of kindergartners over the next few months.
Finding out what the needs in the home are, and then scanning out across the community to find out who can meet those needs. And I do think it's stronger because now you have all the organizations within the community working together to provide that service, rather than the school trying to do its piecemeal piece.
A similar strategy is used by the district's Head Start preschool program, with some reported success. District officials say this past fall, less than half of their preschoolers met standards for language, cognition, and emotional development. But by the spring, more than 90% met the standards. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.